Hey guys, welcome back to Talk with Torch.
Yo, yo, yo.
You and this, that's supposed to be like your little intro?
Hell yeah.
I'm so over it. So yes, it's been a minute. I did say, I think it was like maybe like 3 days ago that I was going to bring something new for you guys. But you know, it's the holiday season. We're trying to get into the whole Christmas spirit, decorating and stuff. But I just want to get straight into it. This segment is called For Better or For Worse. So earlier, my husband and I, we were just talking about relationships being toxic. And I clearly stated that I think all relationships are toxic. It just depends on how two partners actually deal with it and if they can deal with it and what they can do to make the situation better.
Yeah.
And when I say toxic, I'm not talking about people that's like cheating or all of that stuff. Anything like that is fucked up. Sometimes, in situations, you don't really know what you're getting yourself into. And then things might come to light later on down the line. And, you know, you get upset about shit or something happened and you get upset about it. But how do you, like, let's just get into it, like, for better or for worse.
So earlier I was saying that there's no in between. Like, any, like, just I agree with her, every relationship is toxic. And if it's not toxic, it's boring. Because For it to be boring, and it sounds crazy.
That shit sounds toxic.
Yeah, this shit probably sound toxic as fuck, but just bear with me. For a relationship to be perfect, not perfectly fine, to be boring, you got two people that's totally the same. They do the same shit. They have the same responses. Nothing is... there's no type of surprise factor to it. As far as a toxic relationship, I feel as if, you know, it's two people that's different, have different type of thoughts, different opinions, different way they react to things, different ways they do things. You know, one thing that person A may do, person B don't like. One thing that person B does, person A may not like, but they tolerate it, or they because they love the person and they fuck with the person, you know, it's, you know, they rocking with it. That could be a form of toxicity.
And toxic sex is the best. It is. What you said? Huh? Nothing.
It is. But
let's have sex. Okay, daddy.
But I feel like you got to win in a relationship, you gotta be toxic. It gotta be toxic.
You know what's so crazy? Because we was talking about all of this, and I was just like, you know what? Because I'm not even gonna hold y'all up. Like, I love the people who listen to my podcast. I love the people who give me feedback. But I was supposed to drop this. We're supposed to drop this podcast a few days ago. And, you know, like, we just been caught up, like, decorating the house and stuff and just doing other things. And I wasn't even going to give it to y'all tonight. I wasn't. But we ended up having a conversation. And I said, you know what? Let's just try to leave this for the podcast.
Yeah.
But I want to really, like, go into this. Have you ever led someone on, like, because we're talking about, like, for better or for worse. So, like, have you ever been, like, with someone who was, like, dedicated, or you might have liked them a lot, but you just was like, I like you, but we ain't going to that level. But that person, in their mind, because of how you treated them, they thought it was going to be that and all of that. Like, and then some.
I mean, I've probably been in a situation where I know that it's not going to go far, But I'm not going to be playing games or anything if they're really, like, really deep into it. I'm not going to do that. I guess that's just the type of person that I am. I kind of, like, I care about... Shade? No. I care... No. I care about the person's feelings. Ooh. So, I guess I'm not going to really do all that.
Well, it's not... I definitely understand that, but like I was saying to you, babe, it's not about that. It's just like, let's say like you catch a vibe with a person, like I told mm-hmm. you, I've led a lot of people on thinking that it was going to be more than what it was, and I guess because I'm a female, that it comes off as like, damn, like, or this person's cold, or this person doesn't have any, like, emotions. But it's just, like, if I felt like, and of course this is before, because I'm married now. It's like, if I'm feeling you and you feeling me and we're catching a vibe, I want to enjoy the moment. I don't want you to call me a week later and, you know, it's like, you want me to meet your parents.
Well, that's a week later. That's a stretch.
That's not a stretch.
That's a home run.
Listen, I'm saying that to say, like, yeah. You want something more than what it was.
Yeah, that's...
And I was saying that to you. I was like, you know, like, I have told people before, like, yeah, people be like, oh, I could see myself with you for the rest of my life. And I'm like, yeah, I can see myself with you for the rest of my life. And I can't even see. Anybody that know me know I'm blind as hell. So how the hell can I see
that shit?
Please. Until.
She said she loved me, whatever that is.
I'm so dead. But yeah.
That's fucking funny. Let me ask you.
But I was going to say, uh-huh. It sounds so fucked up now trying to, like, come full circle. Uh-huh. But now that, you know, we're together and stuff like that, like, I visibly don't see myself with anyone else. And I see us growing old. Like, I can picture, like, us being, like, old and being stupid and just dressing up and going out and just cracking jokes on people, doing the shit that we do now, but just as older people, you know? Like, before, I would say that because I felt like it sound good. And I'm a Scorpio, so we're kind of, like, impulsive. So we might like you today. Mm. And then, like, 5 hours later, we don't like you. That's just me being real. Like, I've had people that's just like, yo, I liked you for so long. And I'm like, yeah, I liked you too. 2 weeks later, it's like, you don't even hear from me. You're on my block list.
Let me kind of play around with your head real quick.
Play around with my head? Really? You want to play head games?
Crazy. But...
I'm not really
I'm playing
you ain't playing.
I'm playing, babe.
We're gonna have a conversation later.
Come on man,
I don't know, man.
Come on, man. So
let you me... know this nigga's Haitian, so I'm always joking because like when he be putting on the accent, I be falling to the ground.
What's your problem man So
let me ask you this, right?
So when you look for a friend, somebody that you know, a friend, not talking relationships here, just
you're talking about platonically.
Yes. Are you looking for somebody that's on your level, somebody that is, you know, that's gonna help you grow, somebody that's like cool, somebody that's not like a fuck boy or a fuck girl, or you know, like somebody that's out here doing a whole bunch of shit that you're not vibing with?
I'm going to say this, because I don't have, like, one direct answer, mm-hmm. but I'm going to try to bring everything full circle. The first thing that I will say is I know a lot of people, right? And out of all of those people that I know, I barely speak to anybody, right? Mm-hmm. And everyone does their own thing. But my whole thing is, at this point in my life, because of having a bunch of friends and then kind of like isolating myself and then having a small circle of friends and still having to like step back and isolate myself, I feel like it's important to surround yourself with people who have the same interests as you. Not identical, but as far as like how they value themselves, what they want for themselves. But the most important thing, I don't know why I said but, because anything after but is bullshit, but it's not. However, it's important to observe and identify who's genuine with you. So, like, if you have someone that is really cool and that person is showing you, because it goes back to what I was saying, you know, like, I would be with people and they would like me and I would be feeling them, but it wasn't as mm-hmm. deep as they thought it would have been, mm-hmm. but I probably portrayed it that way. So a lot of people, they can say anything, but their actions is what really shows me. Like, at this point, I feel like it's all about actions, okay. you know? But it's important to surround yourself with people who are doing things, not necessarily to help you, but they're helping themselves. And just because you are able to network with them... Mm-hmm. And to grow, it just, the conversations are different.
Okay, so this is what I was trying to hint to, right? You want, for in the friendship realm, you want somebody that's, you wanna be friends, or you wanna bond with somebody that's like-minded individual. Now, let's go to relationships now.
I knew you was going to try to do that, but like I said, that's...
Yeah, let me...
But that's why I said not identical. It's a difference, because I'm talking about as far as you might have a friend, right? Mm-hmm. That, well, y'all grew up together and y'all from the same hood and y'all used to smoke blunts together, right? Mm-hmm. But now that person is still stuck smoking blunts. And you have already figured, like, that ain't it.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing there, like, as far as you as a person. So, even if you try to talk to that person and you're just like, hey, here's an opportunity that I think would be best for you, they might not want to follow suit. So, you have to eventually leave that behind. So, it goes back to what I was saying. I want people who are like-minded. Mm-hmm. However, it doesn't have to be identical.
Okay. I wasn't hinting towards the point of identical. What I was going to say
Because
what I was going to say,
I'm going to hold you up. I'm going to get back to you. Okay.
Content.
It is content, but I don't want to make it seem like I'm contradicting myself because not what I'm trying to do.
No. I'm just trying to...
That's the vibe.
I'm trying to just kind of... You're giving me that, sweetie. I'm trying to stretch the point of toxic is...
But that's what it's giving.
Let me finish. So, with the... in a relationship side now, someone that is level-headed, right? Not identical, but level-headed. And someone that needs growth. Someone that is there... But there's things that they gotta fix, but also there's things that you gotta fix. That's not toxic.
Well, the conversation.
Me wanting to help fix that, that's not toxic. Just being with somebody that's broken, but I can handle it.
Oh, you feel like you with somebody that's broken?
No. I'm just saying.
I'm trying to figure out.
No. I'm.
Oh, it's getting a little spicy.
This is all hypothetical and perspective speaking. Mm. I'm not saying everybody's broken. I'm not saying you're broken. I'm just saying being with somebody that is not fully there, they still got things that they got to work on.
Just like lying and stuff?
Yeah, just as I got things that I got to work on too. Like my anger issues. But what I'm trying to say is, if there's like growth, if there's two people that gotta grow and two people that gotta deal with things, and one thing that person A might do might not be on the level of person B, but because of the love that they have for each other, they can do it together. And they can be strong together and help each other together. Toxic or not toxic?
Now I'm going to cut you off. So, in the start of this, we spoke about how all relationships are toxic.
Mm-hmm.
So, I can't differentiate whether or not that's toxic or this is toxic. Because in whole retrospect, everything we're talking about is based on how relationships are toxic. Mm-hmm. So, with you explaining to me and trying to, like, you know, make me kind of like decide what I think is toxic, it's still gonna come full circle that everything is toxic. Now, when you explained about the friendships, I'm explaining to you that with that situation, you outgrow people. Now, we're talking about for better or for worse. These are vows.
Yeah.
It's a whole different ball game. Because now you put yourself in a predicament to be committed to this person. You ain't got no contract with Susie.
The friend?
That shit is not on paper. So even if you feel like it's uncomfortable, if you decide that you want to just remove yourself from the situation, you can do that. But it's a difference once you decide to commit to someone else. You kind of have to work with that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's hard.
And that brings the toxicity in. That's where toxic is.
He trying to say I'm toxic, y'all, and I am.
But I'm listen, like the I'm lady toxic on TikTok. Too.
People be like, you toxic, and I am.
Listen, I'm toxic as fuck.
I don't even want to get into that. Like, no, but seriously, I definitely get your whole point on that. I just felt like when we were talking earlier about that, I wanted to bring it on here because I feel like when we speak to each other and when we get on the podcast and we talk, these are conversations that a lot of people are uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Of like having with their spouse or their partner or just in general. So I love, you know, when we chop it up like this because this is basically us on the regular, but yeah, we're bringing it because we want you guys to know, like, there's no gray area between us. It's either black or white. Like what you see or what I in this case, because I don't have visuals yet, you know. I was thinking about that, but let me get back to that. But what you hear is what you get. And I say that because even before, you know, my husband was on this, I always, always made it very clear that I'm just basing things on my point of view. But now as a collective, we're just basing things on our point of view. Like,
mm-hmm.
nobody's the same, and we understand that. But jokingly, like dry humor, we're saying that everything is toxic because once you decide to commit to somebody, once you decide to actually have a serious committed relationship, there's a lot of things you can't do as far as certain situations where you just want to leave.
Yeah.
For things that really don't have any, what's the word that I want to say, like backing.
Yeah.
Because there are things that you can work through. Now, some situations, some scenarios are just, that's it.
It's beyond the level of toxic.
It's beyond toxic.
It's just dangerous.
Extremely. And then you have things where, okay, you have to like self-reflect and you want to be better.
Anything that is toxicity is different. Anything that is damaging to your health, anything that is damaging to you physically, it's different. It's dangerous and that's not what we're trying to do here. That's not what we're talking about here. We're just talking about the non-cheating, the non-abusers. We're talking about love. Because love can be toxic, love can be great, love can be amazing, love.
If
love
you
can
see,
be boring at times.
If
love
you,
can be
No.
Love is everything.
No, it was because like I was talking and I thought you were finished and then I started talking again. But no, babe, finish.
No, I was my point is love is everything. Love is everything, and love, you know, without love, there's no happiness. And you know, don't let me go so far into the definition of love. That's like another episode. But if you want to go in, we can go in. But
love. Next time.
Next time on Talk with Torch.
But I definitely feel you on that. But let me just keep it all the way real with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
If you see a couple that's been married for 20 years, you tell me if you could be in a car with them for 5 minutes. You tell me if you can be around them and not laugh because they're arguing about something that's so stupid, but yet they loving each other.
Of course.
That's just what it is. And I'm not saying like arguing like shit is out of control. I'm just saying like petty disagreements, because my husband is the definition of petty. He is. He is extremely petty. And he don't want me to take it.
I got one letter out of the petty in my name. I don't know how I'm the definition of petty.
Because you are.
I'm playing. I know I'm petty.
That was whack.
I know I'm petty. I get it. I get
Come
it.
On, man.
It's genetics.
Oh. That's shade. I'm telling her.
You seen it firsthand.
I'm telling her. He so, being shady to his own mother.
She wasn't trying to call me for my birthday because I ain't call her.
Yo, that's...
And she was going to wait, but then she's like, you know what? I feel bad.
I'm so... I could be petty, but... Mm-mm.
What, you going to send her the link of this?
No.
That'd be some shit.
At the end of the day, guys, you know, if you have someone that you deeply love and care for, and you know that you and this person can build and have been building all that, oh, everything is so perfect and this and that, please. Okay? Please. Ciao. Let me tell you something, child. Ain't nothing perfect in this world, okay? Every time you think something's supposed to give, it don't give what it's supposed to give.
Yeah.
It's not giving. But if you love someone and you cherish them and you know that you guys can work really good as a team and grow and conquer, then it's meant to be. If you with somebody, you got to be running that person down. You got to make sure, like, person ain't coming home. All of that. That's because they don't want to be there. At the end of the day, even if you have petty disagreements and you sleeping in the bed next to that person every night, that person is coming home faithful to you every night, you got something good.
Mm-hmm. But let me say this, too. Even then, like, you, there's relationships where the two are faithful, but there's no teamwork there. There's no teamwork there. There's relationships where one of them is there's people that I've met, and they're speaking about their issues, and they're either communicating with someone else or they're communicating out loud saying, oh, this person ain't shit. We've all heard this, either watch videos or know a person that's saying, oh, this person ain't shit. They don't do shit, this and that, blah, blah, blah. When there's no growth, when you feel like you're stagnant, when you feel like they're not there to, they're not really there to do anything. They're not like helping you mentally, emotionally, physically, any type of way. Like when you feel like there's no type of anything. Now, if there's like, you know, there's work, there's work needed in the physical, or there's work needed in the emotional, but everything else is great, then, you know, that's fine, that's different. But when there's no type of effort put in any field, it's even though you're faithful, it doesn't mean anything. Because that relationship is not going to go long. It's not going to stretch for a longer pace. And that's all. That's all I had to say.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah. But yeah, guys, I mean...
I felt that. I really did. I really, really felt that. And in that case, you know, like I was saying before, if it comes to a situation like that, then the person needs to leave. Because it's pointless. Like, anytime if a person genuinely feels like that, it's time for you to go. Because you're holding on to nothing.
Exactly.
But we gotta go. That was deep. And I come on here and I'm always very, like, open with you guys. And I'm happy that you were open. And, you know, just speaking, because you always be, like, ad-libbing a little bit.
I'm trying here. I'm trying.
But these are just some of the conversations that we have because, you know, we are, of course, in a very committed situation, and there are a lot of people who, I think there's a lot of people who, because I didn't want to end it there, there's a lot of people who want to be in a relationship just because they don't want to be alone. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's okay.
That's another dangerous
because honestly, before me being with my husband, like, of course I was in other situations, but when I had time to, like, actually, like, be single and enjoy life and just be calm, I was very much at peace alone. And I feel like if you can't have that alone, you'll never have that. So, in closing, this was Talk with Torch. Later, y'all.
Deuces.